CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listening. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH, the script you can find on the RSGB's own web page. Good morning, it's Sunday the 26th of February 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. IOTA 2017, find out more. Long Path Propagation SOTA event. Review of Contesting Seeks Your Thoughts. There's now a dedicated section on the RSGB website that contains everything you need to know about IOTA 2017. It's www.rsgb.org/IOTA. You can discover more about the history of the event and who will be taking part this year. Read the latest news and announcements, meet the team involved in making IOTA 2017 a reality, and learn how you could become one of our super supporters. The section has just been redesigned to make the information easier to find, so take a look and find out more. Plans for IOTA 2017 are progressing, and you can help the RSGB to make it a great success by becoming a financial supporter. Anyone who donates more than £15 received a supporter's pin. Find out more on the IOTA webpage, www.rsgb.org/IOTA-supporter. Mike 20YYY, Andrew VK1AD and Ed DD5LP are planning another Long Path Propagation SOTA Summit to Summit event for 11th of March, starting at 06:30 UTC. Activity will be SSB or CW on 20 metres and going by the last action in October 2016. Over 30 summits are expected to be active concurrently over Europe, Australia, New Zealand and possibly Japan. Check reflector.sota, that's sota.org.uk, for details. RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF, is writing a report on the implementation of the 2015 Review of Contesting. A questionnaire forms an important part of the input, but there'll be also feedback from clubs, groups and individuals, as well as factual analysis of performance where possible. The questionnaire is now available on the RSGB website on the consultations page. It'll be live until the 19th of March. All those interested in the future of contesting are urged to complete it. Whether or not you're a member of the RSGB, the Society is asking for your help and input. The CRS-10 mission, carrying vital amateur radio equipment to the International Space Station, launched at 14:39 UTC on the 19th of February. Included was an Aris Ericsson 2-metre VHF radio. This radio will replace the Ericsson radio that failed a few months ago. The VHF radio is used for school group contacts and amateur packet radio in the Columbus module. Once the Dragon vehicle is berthed to ISS, the Ericsson will be unstowed and at some point installed in Columbus, replacing the UHF radio that's now supporting APRS packet and some school contacts. The RSGB board proceedings for December 17 meetings have been released. Members can read the proceedings on the RSGB website. The GMDX Convention 2017 will be held at the King Robert Hotel, Winds of Milton, Stirling, on the 1st of April. Lectures include Chris, G3SVL, speaking about the ZL7G Chatham Island de-expedition, and SDR with Knobs On by John, G3WGV. The RSGB has added more to the new video page for members. To go to the RSGB website, normal URL stroke video, to see more from the 2016 RSGB convention. They're freely available for you to download, but please read the RSGB's conditions of use first. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. The Raynham Rally takes place today, the 26th of February, at the Victory Academy, Magpie Hall Road, Chatham in Kent, ME45JB. The new venue is larger, with on-site parking for 250 cars, and is located a couple of miles from the M2 Junction 3. A talk-in station, GB4RRR, will operate on 145.550 MHz. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m, with disabled visitors getting access at 9:30. Admission is £2.50. There'll be trade stands, special interest groups and catering on site. Details from Trevor Cannon, 07717 678 795. Also on the 26th is the Penn Coed Amateur Radio Club tabletop sale at Pencoed Rugby Football Club, The Verlands, Philindra Road, Pencoed, CF35 5PB. Tables will be £10 each, first come first served. Doors open 8 a.m. for sellers and setting up of tables. Buyers then are allowed in from 9:30. Entry fee £2. Hot food will be available in the morning, and at lunchtime hot and cold drinks will be available from the bar, non-alcoholic until lunchtime. Table bookings are through Madeline Roberts on 01639 767056. The Lagan Valley ARS Rally and Hamfest takes place on the 4th of March in the Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballynachinch Road, Hillsborough, County Down, BT26 6AR. Doors open 11 a.m. All the usual traders are expected to attend. On the 5th of March, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally takes place in America Hall, De La Rue Way, Pinho in Exeter. That's the X48PW. Doors open 10:30 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. Bring and buy booking starts at 10:15. Admission is £2, and there'll be trade stands. Catering is available on site. Details from Pete, 33ZVI 07714198374. If you've done any rally or event information, if you have any rally or event information, you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email full details to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Elvira IV3FSG will be in Burkina Faso until the 13th of March. He'll be signing XT2SE on CWSSB and Digital. QSL manager is IK3GES. Steve M1ACB, Rob M0VFC and John M0IDA will be active on the FM and SSB amateur radio satellites from Berry Island in the Bahamas from the 4th to the 10th of March. Will be using handheld antennas. Since the FM satellites will only cover part of the USA, they'll also be using SSB on FO29 to reach the British Isles and Europe. They'll be operating from Little Harbour Key in the Berry Islands, IOTA NA054, Grid Square, Fox Lima 15, Delta Oscar. LOT, DJ7ZG and Babs, DL7AFS are operated from Atiga as V21ZG until the 26th of March. There'll be SSB on all bands 8 to 6 metres, including 60. Logs will be uploaded to logbooks of the world, and QSLs can be obtained through Club Lock OQRS. Mike W0MU and Jonathan G0DVJ will be on the air from Belize until the 28th of February. They're using the call signs V31MU and V31DV and can be found on CWSSB and RTTY, QSL to home calls. A group of operators are operating from VP6EU from Pitcairn Island until the 5th of March. Activity 160 to 10 metres using SSB, CW and various digital modes, QSL DK2AMM. Jonathan KK7PW will be in Uganda until the 7th of March. He's been issued with the call sign 5X-Ray 1 Oscar and will be on the air early mornings and late evenings on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres. CWSSB and Digital, is QSL manager is EA5GL. Special event news now, GB0SMD will be operating from the historic Church of St. Margaret of Antioch on Saturday the 4th of March from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Operation will be on HF using 10 to 80 metre bands, and a special QSL card will be produced. PA2017BP is on the air until the 20th of March, commemorating Lord Baden-Powell, who founded the Scout movement, also known as the Boy Scouts, QSL PA3EFR. Throughout 2017, Canadian radio amateurs may use the special call sign prefixes to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Canada's Confederation. Those whose regular call signs start with VA will be able to use CF, VEs will be able to use CG, VOs will be able to use CH, and VYs will be able to use the CI prefix. Now for the contest news, with HF conditions so poor, the CQ Worldwide 160m DXCW contest that ends its 48-hour run at 2200 UTC today the 26th might be even livelier than usual. Using SSB only, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone, with V station sending state and V stations sending the province. The RAF French contest runs for 36 hours, ending at 1800 UTC today, the 26th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, the French station sending their department or overseas prefix. Also today, the 26th, the first 70 MHz cumulative contest takes place, 1000 to 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes within the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the UKEICC on 80 metres from 2000 to 2100 UTC, the exchange is your four-character locator. Next weekend, it's the ARRN International DX contest from 0000 UTC on the 4th to 2359 UTC on the 5th, using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and transmit power. American stations will also send their state and Canadians their province. Also next weekend, it's the 144432 megs contest, 1400 UTC on the 4th to 1400 UTC on the 5th, using all modes on the 144 and 432 megahertz bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Finally, next week, the UK Microwave Group low band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC on the 5th, using 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, any mode, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Friday the 24th of February. Last week was a mixed bag as far as HF propagation was concerned. We had a solar flux index that got as high as 83, but this was tempered by unsettled geomagnetic conditions at times. The planetary K index is 4 on Wednesday due to, I think that should be was 4, on Wednesday due to incoming plasma for a large solar coronal hole, and it varied from between 0 and 3 for a lot of the week. The good news is there's quite a large sunspot group in the northwest quadrant of the sun that should be pretty much Earth-facing by the time you read or hear this report. Bad news is there's another coronal hole rotating into position, while Sunday the 26th and Monday the 27th will merely be unsettled with a predicted K index of 3, Tuesday the 28th and the rest of the week are predicted to be very unsettled with a possible K index of 6. These unsettled conditions should continue through to the end of the week. At the moment we're seeing maximum daylight critical frequencies over the UK of about 6.6 megs. This means 40 metres is largely usable for contacts beyond 100 kilometres, and we have daytime maximum usable frequencies exceeding 21 megs. Looking on the bright side, next week we enter into March and head towards the spring equinox. This can be a good time for the higher HF bands with better conditions on north-south paths. Now for the VHF and up, I hope you managed to keep all the antennas intact and Storm Doris passed uneventfully. The unsettled weather will continue through much of the coming week with no signs of any significant tropo to look forward to. There is one brief period on Sunday when mild, windy and cloudy weather may give suitable conditions for a slight lift in the region between a warm front and a cold front. Given the speed that the weather systems are moving, it'll be a short visit and gone soon. That leaves us with a slow-moving, low pressure nearby, but without large shower clouds at this time of the year. Gigahertz band rain scatter will be limited, therefore. There are no major meteor showers this week, but remember that the best time for random meteor scatter contacts is around dawn, when the Earth is rotating into the flux of meteoric particles. The Moon reaches perigee on Friday and its declination goes positive on Tuesday, so EME path losses are low and Moon windows will lengthen as the week goes on. It's a good week for EME apart from today and Monday, when the Sun and Moon are within a few degrees of each other, giving high solar noise, especially at VHF, where antenna beam widths are wide. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.